So I got this question this week of how do I attract more clients without sounding salesy? How do I attract more clients without sounding salesy? And listen, yes, we got to get into this one today. Why? Because there's too many of y'all out there right now that are business owners that are struggling with the same thought. And because of it, you're not making enough offers of your sales and your services and your products. And the result of it, guess what you're going to have? No business. So you worried about sounding too salesy. You need to be worried about running out of business. Okay. So we're going to unpack that. I got five key principles that you can apply to work yourself out of this scenario, right? To get your head out the mud and focus on the money, because that's where it needs to be. And I understand we all have been there at some point, especially if you sell higher ticket products and services. You know, it can definitely be a struggle to think that you smell like you got commission on the breath, right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, commission on the breath, go to a used car lot, right? Go to a timeshare presentation. That's commission on the breath. All right. But you, my friend, you probably don't have commission on the breath. And even if you do, these five principles that I'm going to share with you here in a second are going to help you to eliminate the commission on the breath and feel good about what you're doing, but also going out there and be bold enough to make your offers and making money and making impact in the process. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Believers in Business. I am your host, Brian Adamson. Again, thank you, everybody that's always tuning in, that's coming here to live a level 10 life, a level 10 in your faith, your fitness, your finance, your freedom, and your family life. And man, today's episode is tremendously important, right? Because without money, you have no business. But more importantly, without leads, you have no money. So leads are fundamentally the most important aspect to our business, right? Because you don't necessarily sell leads and close leads the same day. You nourish leads over time, right? You don't market for sales. You market for leads. And ask Apple, right? We've been leads of theirs that turned into clients that they just keep reselling the stuff over and over and over again. So that's what you want. You want leads that you could turn from leads into clients eventually, okay? And so here are five principles that you can adopt to get out of thinking that you sound salesy and to help you get the confidence to go out there and make your offers, okay? So number one, create community-based content, okay? Create community-based content. What is that? So there's going to be certain people who may never buy anything from you, and you got to be okay with that, okay? But that don't mean that they can't benefit from you. So your community-based content is your free content that you put out on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, right? All the free platforms that you put this free community-based content. But by the way, the community-based content shouldn't be like your worst stuff, right? You should actually put your best stuff out. Why? Because that's an abundant mindset. Many people, business owners, struggle because they're like, well, I don't want to tell them my best stuff, then they won't buy nothing from me. That's a scarcity mindset. And as a matter of fact, today, because information is so prevalent, people could go anywhere and get information, but people can't go anywhere and get transformation. They only get transformation from people who've been there, done that, got the trophy. So you have to put out your best content to let people know you've been there, done that, got the trophy. And for the smart ones who like, okay, clearly, if they putting all this out for free, then I can only imagine what level of care I'm going to get if I actually pay them. Whereas people had a backwards mindset like, oh, I'm just going to kind of put out my subpar stuff, right? The stuff that I would just kind of give away. And then they're going to have to pay me for more. Well, you ain't said nothing profound enough to make them think that they should pay you for more. You see how that work against you? That's a scarcity mentality. So you always give away the best stuff that you can in context on your free platforms. Okay, so you want to put out community-based content. So as I mentioned, some people never will buy from you, but they will become raving fans and consistent followers of the content that you put out daily. And that's important, not just because they become raving fans, but because you're helping somebody regardless of the fact of whether or not that may ever turn into a transaction, right? And here's the reality of it. Although they may not be able to buy something from you, just them sharing your content around with the right people, somebody will, okay? Our job is the input. God's job is the outcome, okay? So we got to put out community-based content, number one. Why? How does this help you psychologically to not feel like you're coming off salesy? That leads me to number two. Make more deposits than withdrawals. Make more deposits than withdrawals. I was actually having a conversation with one of my coaching clients, and I was telling them that one of the problems that they have or had, because they've overcome it, is they would only put out community-based content almost whenever they wanted to make an offer. It don't go like that, right? People want to know that you're willing to show up for them consistently. They could depend on coming to your channel and learning something, being fed, being stimulated, whether it be emotionally, intellectually, motivated, inspired, whatever, build up the know, like, trust factor, then they like, I can't wait for them to offer something so I can attend it. I can't wait for them to offer something so I can buy it. But what happens is when you show up inconsistent for them and every time you show up, you got your hand out, oh, that's no bueno. That's no bueno. Because now they're like, oh, that's being exactly what you're scared of being. That's when you come off salesy. That's when you come off with commission on the breath. That's when you come off as if the only time you show up is to take something from you. So what do you have to do? You have to make a conscious effort of making daily deposits to your community so that by the time you go to make a withdrawal, the account is overfunded, as opposed to going to make a withdrawal and the account is overdrawn. You want the account to be overfunded, not overdrawn. Does that make sense? Okay, very important. So number two, make more deposits than withdraw. Number three, don't try to sell them nothing. One of the best ways to sell anything is to not try to sell anything. I know you like, B, wait, sir. You got me on some like Neo in the Matrix type stuff. I know, it's love. And I know what they probably told you, but they were wrong. Like the best way to sell something is not try to sell something. What do I mean by that? So when you really look at the core of what gets anybody to buy anything? Do you know like the number one reason why people buy anything? The number one reason is because they feel like it. The number one reason why people buy anything they buy is because they feel like it. So if you know that, then what's your job as the person who's selling something? To create an environment to make them feel like it. So how do you do that? By understanding what their interests are, understanding what their pain points are, understanding what their desires are, understanding, does your solution fix their pain, potential, or pleasure problem? It's three P's: pain, potential, pleasure. Either you're leading them away from a painful situation, either you're helping them discover potential and capacity that they didn't know that they had, or third, you're helping them have more pleasure in life than they're already experiencing. And if your offer checks one of the three of those boxes, then you're going to have a much easier time selling people. Why? Because you're speaking into their pain, their potential, or their pleasure, and you're showing them how your offer is the bridge to get them from where they currently are to where they would desire to be. So it's really, and I hate to use this word because it may come off loosely, but it's really persuasion. You're helping them to gain perspective that they lack in their current situation through your offer, to see how the offer helps to get them to the other situation that they desire. So it's persuasion, it's not convincing. For people that think that selling is convincing, convincing somebody is to get them to do something for your benefit. Persuasion is to help them to see something differently for their benefit. It's two totally different things. So when we're selling, we shouldn't feel like we're being salesy. We should feel like we're being servants. We should feel like we're asking questions to really understand the essence of what they're really dealing with. And then how can I serve you through my product or service to help fix your problem, to make your life better? And as a result of me doing that, you're going to pay me and pay me well to do it. Does that make sense? 100% it does. Okay. So number three was don't try to sell them anything. Number four, get that word salesy out of your mouth. Stop saying that. It was funny when I got the question. I was like, how do I stop being salesy? I'm like, ugh, that in and of itself sound bad. Right? Like, stop saying salesy. Stop thinking salesy. One thing I never think about in life is, did I come off salesy? Salesy, what is that? What is that? I don't know. If you put it this way, if you think you're coming off salesy, that's because you're thinking about you. There's no way that I believe that I'm helping somebody and I believe I feel salesy. Just think about what I said for a second. If you think you're coming off salesy, it's because you're thinking about you in the situation, in the transaction, whatever the case may be. Because I'm always focused on them, how could I feel salesy when all I'm trying to do is get to this person what I believe they need to help and better their life? How could I ever feel salesy if that's my heart posture? Because I'm never trying to get anything from you. I'm always trying to get something to you. And as a result of me getting something to you, inadvertently, I get something from you. By the way, I help a lot of people that never turn into a transaction. But all hard work brings a profit and mere talk leads to poverty. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added. So as long as I'm getting something to you and I'm helping and better your life, God got my increase anyway. Yeah, take a sip and let that simmer for a minute. Because you know what? That leads me into number five. Number five is detach yourself from the outcome for every reason I just mentioned. If I know that all I got to do every day is to serve my assignment, whoever God has put in front of me, that his word said, if I seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, that all these things will be added. All I got to do is use my gift, my skill, my talent, my capacity to serve people. Yes, I'm going to make offers, by the way. I'm a businessman. But even if the transaction don't work out, I know my increase is coming from him anyway. It's just about, did he decide to send it through them today? See, he not dropping it like in Exodus. He not dropping it manna and quail from the sky anymore, right? So what does he do? He used us as vessels. So you need money. It's going to come through people, right? So yeah, that day I may be making an offer and God may see it fit that this person needs to be attached to me for a season of their life. And so they get to be in proximity with me and I get to serve them at a high level. And as a result of it, he decided to pay me through them today. Other days, I may sit there and add value to somebody's life and they like, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel a way behind that, right? I may ask myself, did I do the best job that I possibly could at showing them the value and the payoff and how this could positively impact their lives? And as a result of not doing it, how I could negate, like, did I show them all of that? Okay, cool. Well, then, yeah, God just didn't desire for them to be the vessel for that day, right? But he's still going to take care of me because that's what his word said. I don't have to guess about that. He said that, right? And he can't lie. So that's comfort. So if you out there and you are a believer, you more than anybody need to start detaching yourself from the outcome. Part of the reason why you struggle and feel salesy is because you're worried about making the sale. I'm never worried about making a sale. Now, I'm not telling y'all that tongue in cheek, or I'm not saying that flippantly, right? Like, there was a point in time where I was very sales conscious many years ago until I figured this out. This is why I'm having this conversation with you today. I'm really not worried about whether or not they buy. That's not my business nor my problem. My job is to prepare myself as much as I possibly can to present to them the thing that I have that could effectively help and better change their life. And if they don't see it that way, then so be it. Next. And we get so hung up on, I only got two leads, I only got one lead. If this one say no, then I don't know what I'm going to do. You need to be able to talk to more people. Instead of trying to force this person to buy from you, how about you market to go get more people to talk to? Don't hold them hostage to your poor marketing. Don't make them suffer because you didn't do a good enough job at casting your net wide enough to have more people to talk to in your pipeline. And so because this is the only one in front of you, you like, oh, if they don't buy it, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, I do. Go market some more. You ain't got enough leads. Don't get me canceled, please. I love y'all. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. You want to make some money, right? You want to not feel salesy, right? Okay, that's all I'm trying to do is help. By the way, click that subscribe button. Share this with a friend. Spread the love. Help everybody make some more money. Quick recap. 5 principles you need to adopt if you feel salesy and in result of it, feel reluctant to make your offers. 1, create community-based content. Feed the people for free daily. Help them know, like, and trust you. 2, make more deposits than withdrawals. Don't keep showing up here and there only every time you got to promote something and you send in an email or a text and today you drop a video, but it's because you're trying to get them to buy something. Right. So don't do that no more. Okay. 3, don't try to sell them anything. Present them an opportunity to fix their problem and let them decide whether or not they want to fix that problem with your opportunity and solution. That's it. Stop trying to get them to buy something. Create an environment that make them want to buy. Create an environment to make them feel like buying. How do you do that? By gauging their interests, their desires, their pain points. 4, get the word salesy out of your mouth. I don't want to hear that no more. What is that? Right? We don't talk like that. Right? We're professionals. 5, detach yourself from the outcome. Legitimately get to a place where you know your increase comes from the Lord and stop worrying about whether they buy or not. If you can do that, you're going to sell a lot more. And I know you probably like, B, that don't make sense. Okay, that's fine. But opposites attract. Right? When you got the little crush in school and he, you know, either boy chase girl or girl chase boy. Am I right? They don't chase each other at the same time. Either boy chase girl, girl chase boy. Why? Because when somebody's leaned out, the other one is leaned in. When the other one is leaned out, somebody else is leaned in. So when you're attached to the sale, you're leaned in, you seem thirsty, you got commission on the breath. They not buying nothing from you. They feel weird. It's kind of like, make me want it. On that note, I see y'all in the next one.